Being for Others blog, number 12, Discover Your Happy, 11 February 2020. The grocery checkout line is more cheerful when I am in it. Casual conversation might break out while we wait. Laid-back body language signals the clerk to relax a little bit. Impatient gestures would spoil the whole effect. Everybody at church is ever so nice. Some people come stressed, maybe a little depressed. However, once there, we get to know each other's strengths and weaknesses as we share concerns for the general welfare of our community. Even the tough questions are addressed with hope and encouragement. Of course, it's church after all. The car repair waiting room could be overflowing with frayed nerves. Customers might be stressed over the bill or the work hours they are missing. People in deep concentration appear sealed off. But rarely will they mind a smile with a few positive words like, "Nice shoes," or "What a well-mannered dog." During my daily outdoor run, neighbors wave to me and occasionally call me by name. Even the car drivers try to be courteous by offering me the right of way. Do you notice a happy thread connecting these stories? Do you notice the other connection, namely, my presence? Does that give you ideas about how to spend your time? You won't follow me around all day to meet these very friendly people. You will give off the happy light that lets you see the same miracle I do every day. If you wish it so, you will inhabit my happy world wherever you are. The elements are there when you perceive them to be. Warning, this condition is contagious.